We're under a tornado watch still at 9 p.m. I'll place this net into a pre-standby condition so that if we need to call up the Skywarn net in a formal condition, we'll be ready. So I'll call up the Wayne County Skywarn net in a pre-net standby. I'll call for stations to check in. Please use the "this is" method. "This is," unkey your transmitter, and then if channel is clear, come back up with your call sign and your location and city. This is WB8FNQ, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn. We have the net in a pre-standby condition, pre-net standby, and I'll be taking check-ins now. I'll proceed, let's do it this way. Stations Alpha through Delta, please call now.
WB8FNQ, WDBSX.
Okay, so then we'll stand by with that. WDATSX, go ahead.
Okay, you're supposed to have a key station lined up, and today I'm at.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Greg. WDATSX.
Okay, pre-net standby, taking check-ins. Stations Alpha through Delta, please call now.
This is W8DON. Name is Dave. Mike 15. Taylor. Good afternoon, Joe.
Okay, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call now. Net control recognizes W8DON, and I will accept check-ins. Stations Echo through Juliet. Echo through Juliet, please call now.
This is Kilo Bravo 8 Hotel Golf Alpha. Name here is Charles, located Lincoln Park, November 17th.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Quebec, Tango. Dick, 16, Lima, Dearborn Heights.
This is November 8, Juliet, Charlie, Tango, John, 16.
Check-ins are finished, I'll allow that.
Our phone is out of order, that's it.
And this is W8GHZ, Renewable Versus Island.
This is Kilo Bravo 8. Juliet Mike Romeo, her name is Jim, Juliet India Mike, 15 November.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Hotel Golf Lima, name is Joe. I am currently mobile at quarter to 16 November, but I am going to be at 17 Lima in the next 20 minutes.
This is V3 Yankee Quebec Golf. Can warn net control in Windsor. Standing by.
Okay, I'll break it right there. This is WP8FNQ, Wayne County Skywarn Net Control Station. Net Control recognizes KV question mark GA. Charles, would you come back with your full call, please? KV8 question mark GA. Charles, please call Net Control, WP8FNQ. NHACT, W8GHZ, KB8JMR, KB8HGL, and the CAN warn net control, VE3YQG. Once again, I'm placing the net into a pre-standby condition. This is the Wayne County Skywarn net. I'm taking pre-net check-in of standby for stations Kilo through Romeo. Please call now.
NHUYK Mobile to the net control.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'm on my way out there. I'll be setting up the 220 site in a couple minutes here. I am monitoring on an HD. And I guess Joe will be key station for you. NHUYK.
Okay, NHUYK, thank you. This is Net Control, Wayne County Skywarn. I'm taking check-ins for stations Kilo through Romeo. Kilo through Romeo, please call now. Nothing heard. Check-ins Sierra through Zulu. Sierra through Zulu, please. I didn't catch all of that. This is Net Control Station. Please call again.
Gary, 16 November.
No, I didn't copy that. We have to start from the top. What is your call, please? And your location.
This is Gary Wyndett, I believe, 16 November.
Are you a licensed amateur radio operator? I'm not receiving a call sign from you. This is WB at FNQ.
Hey, KBHAMR.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I think the station calling might have been Terry. November 8, November Yankee Papa, N8NYP.
Thank you. NYP, are you calling Net Control? This is WBNFNQ, Net Control Station for the Wayne County Skywarn Net. Well, maybe he's not making the system. I only got his location, but that's not good enough if we need to have a check-in from him. This is WBNFNQ, Wayne County Skywarn Net Control, and we're standing by in a pre-net standby condition. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch, but also a tornado watch. So until we hear differently, we're in a tornado watch until 9 p.m., and the net currently is in a standby condition. WBNFNQ. Wayne County Skywarn.
Net control from W8GHZ.
WHZ, go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm sorry, I forgot to give you my name. And my name is Jim. The coordinates are H24.
Back to the control. From WATHZ, Marine Mobile, Parsons Island.
Okay, Jim. Thank you. So be at GH then. This is WBN FNQ, Wayne County Skywarn at control. So that is in a pre-standby condition, and I'll be taking further check-ins in a few minutes. WBN FNQ, Wayne County Skywarn at control. Was there a station calling net control? I heard a station, but I didn't hear your whole call sign. I don't know if you're not making the system in what way, but try calling again. WBFNQ, Wayne County Skywarn, net control.
NIKZ.
KAAKWJ, calling for a sign-in, over.
Okay, I'll take check-ins in a couple minutes. Stand by then. WBNFNQ.
WBNFNQ from N9AKZ.
Go ahead.
I got noon. My name here is Dick. I just wanted to confirm the time of the watch. Still 10 p.m. tonight, right?
It's still either 9 or 10 p.m. We're saying 9 p.m. right now.
Okay, well, no radio's got 10.
Okay, roger. This is WB8FNQ, net control station, Wayne County Skywarn. We're running the net this afternoon in a pre-net standby, and we'll be taking check-ins in a few minutes. All stations standby. If you have any weather to report, certainly come on with your call sign using the TEL system. T is for time, E is for effect, L is for locate. For effect. WB8FNQ, Wayne County Skywarn.
For 18.
The net control is in 18. Unaware of Skywarn. Why don't you check me in? Southbound mobile at the time, the telegram.
Okay, what is your call sign again? And your name?
Don, it's number 8, Tango Alpha Victor.
Okay, and your location?
Southbound on telegram in Detroit, approaching 15 Mike.
Okay, NATAV, you're recognized. Any other stations wishing to check into the pre-net condition we have right now for the Wayne County Skywarn, please call now. Let's have all stations use the This Is, drop your carrier, and wait if you have a clear frequency, then come in with your call sign. Location in city. All stations wishing to check into the Wayne County Skywarn pre-net, call up. Please call now.
Ah, this is Whiskey Delta 8, Juliet Delta Zulu. I'm westbound on Michigan Avenue approaching telegraph. Name's Pat.
Alpha 8, Kilo Whiskey Juliet. I'm stationary at Farmington and Schoolcraft. The name here is Harry.
Sir, number 8, Papa Juliet Golf, 15 Kilo, Westwood Township. The name here is John.
This is November 8, Mike Yankee Oscar. Name is Russ, 15 Kilo, Redford Township.
Okay, I need a couple of fills here. Net Control recognizes NATAV, WD8JDZ, Kilowatt Alpha 8, Kilo Whiskey Juliet, N8PJG. Hello, John, I guess you're back from vacation. Hi. And N8MWO. Let's see, station KA8KWJ. What is your name, please, and your location?
This is KAHKWJ. The name here is Harry, Hotel Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee. Location is of Livonia at Farmington and Schoolcraft. Farmington and Schoolcraft. Copy, over.
All right, very good. Thank you. This is WB8FNQ. My name is Greg, and I have the Wayne County Skywarn net in a pre-net standby condition. This allows us to have a quick roll call of stations if we need to actually call up the Wayne County Skywarn net. When the National Weather Service tells us there is definitely severe weather in our area. So we're going to keep the net in a pre-net standby condition right now, and I'll take a check-in. I'll take check-ins again in a few minutes. This is WBNFNQ, all stations, please stand by, and thanks for checking into our pre-net standby for Wayne County Sky 1.
Correction, Greg.
Who's that?
Yeah, it's N8MYO, Russ.
Good. Thanks, Russ. N8MYO. Thank you. WBNFNQ, net control. Sky 1. The net is in a pre-net standby condition now. For Wayne County Sky 1, our net is in a pre-net condition. We're in standby. And I'm wondering if there are any other stations that have not checked in that would like to check into the net this afternoon. For the purpose of having a Sky War net in a standby station after your last transmission. Go ahead.
Whiskey Bravo 8, November, Yankee, November.
Net control, Wayne County Sky War. The net is in standby condition. I will take more check-ins at this time if anyone would like to check in. The net's in a standby condition so we can get the whole net off the rolling start when we do activate Sky 1. This is WB8FNQ. My name is Greg. I'm located in Dearborn. Would anyone like to check in at this time? This is WB8FNQ. Standing by. Net control station. Wayne County, Sky 1. Negative. I do not. I can give you a phone call, right? Okay, call me at the end.
Tornado Watch. The conditions are favorable for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds and large hail in addition to very heavy rain and deadly lightning. Persons throughout southeast lower Michigan should be alert to the development of threatening weather conditions. Be prepared to seek shelter quickly. At 4:20 p.m., only widespread rain was occurring in southeast lower Michigan. However, strong thunderstorms were observed by National Weather Service radars over northwest Ohio. These storms were moving rapidly to the northeast around 50 miles per hour. And with their present movement, they would reach the Michigan-Ohio border around 5 p.m. Persons throughout southeast lower Michigan should keep abreast of the latest weather information by listening to NOAA Weather Radio or your local television and radio station. This is NHGYK, National Weather Service, Semico.
Thank you, Bill. This is WBNFNQ, net control station, Wayne County Skywarn. That is still in a standby condition. We'll have a pre-net call and check-in. Any stations wishing to check in that have not checked in yet, or if you've significantly changed your location, or if you were mobile before and you're now at your home QTH, or you're going to be stationary for a while, I'd like you to check in again then also. Repeating what our amateur radio operator at the National Weather Service has just mentioned, there is a weather statement for Tornado Watch from Kansas City. This is number 831, positioned at 1:56 p.m. There's a tornado watch for southeastern lower Michigan until 10 p.m. A tornado watch exists until 10 p.m. southeastern lower Michigan. That definitely covers Wayne County, includes Oakland, Wayne, Washtenaw, Runaway, Monroe, Livingston, St. Clair, and the coastal waters.
Papa Echo, my name is Ian, I'm in 13 November.
That's us.
Bravo 8, Bravo, Mike Yankee. Okay, be great.
Alright, now I need some fills, gentlemen. Net Control recognizes N8SPE, Ian, and KB8BMY. Firstly, N8SPE, Ian, what is your city that you're in? You're in 13 November, what city?
The city is Belleville, Greg. N8SPE.
Okay, please repeat.
And Belleville.
Okay, Roger, Belleville. Fine. KB8BMY, would you please come again with your name, location, and city, please?
This is KB8BMY. Name here is Mike, 19 Kilo in Gross Point Park.
Thanks, Mike. I knew part of that. I just wanted you to come across with all of it. Thank you. KB8BMY, this is WB8FNQ, Net Control Station, Wayne County Skywarn. We still have the net in a pre-net standby. We're still in standby. We'll activate the actual Skywarn net when we are directed to do so, when I decide that we have severe enough weather close to our area. And we'll know this from the National Weather Service, or I will, and that control will go into a different net condition other than standby. Once again, we have a tornado watch. Weather statement number 831 issued from Kansas City. The tornado watch is for our area, southeastern Michigan, until 10 p.m. And we can be expecting severe thunderstorms also. The weather was located in Ohio, but it's expected to be traveling near the Ohio-Michigan border about 5 p.m., and it's traveling northeast about 50 miles an hour. This is WB8FNQ. Are there any other stations that have not checked in that would like to check in at this time? Please call now. Having heard no stations, I'll stand by. This is Net Control Station for Wayne County Skywarn, and I'll be taking another call for any other check-ins in a few minutes. This is WB8FNQ, Dearborn, Net Control Station, Wayne County Skywarn.
Okay, Wayne Sopa, Wayne, Livingston, Oakland, Monroe, and Macomb. It's moving northeast around 50 miles an hour. Should be Michigan-Ohio border by about 5 p.m. NHUYK, clear, QSY.
This is WB8FNQ, Net Control Station, Wayne County Skywarn. Any other stations wishing to check in now, please call now.
Is there a net control on frequency?
WB8FNQ is the net control the APSX.
This is WB8FNQ Net Control Station. Is there a station actually calling? Please call now. We have a standby condition for Wayne County Skywarn. Go ahead.
WB8FNQ, this is NHNAV at 17 Lima. Your name is Mark. Check me in, please. I'll be with you for the rest of the evening.
Okay, Mark, thanks. What city are you in?
I keep forgetting to add that. I'm in Southwest Detroit. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. I know that you're trying to keep net control on his toes, however. Glad to have you with us, Mark. This is WBNFNQ, Net Control Station, Wayne County Skywarn, the National Weather Service in Kansas City has issued a storm warning, number 831. We have a tornado watch in effect now until 10 p.m. We can expect thunderstorms and severe thunderstorms, very heavy winds and deadly lightning. The storm has been forecasted to be over the Michigan-Ohio border about 5 p.m. and it's moving northeast at nearly 50 miles an hour. All of southeastern lower Michigan is included in this watch. Tornado watch includes Oakland, Washtenaw, Wayne, Livingston, Macomb, and St. Clair counties, and other southeastern Michigan counties, and the coastal waters. Again, we have a tornado watch until 10 p.m. We can be expecting, we are expecting thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, very heavy winds, and deadly lightning. Are there any other stations that would like to check in to the into our pre-net standby situation for Wayne County Skywarn? Please call now.
This is November 8th, Oscar Papiaco. November 15th, the city is Taylor, and the name is Rick.
This is November 8th, November Yankee Papa. The name is Terry of Mobile on Wyandotte. This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Oscar Hotel, 15 Kilo, Ron in Livonia.
This is KB8IJO Don, 16 Mike, 16 Mike, Melville.
KBIT, Mike, going back into 14 Mike. And I just wondered if you had heard anything about the location of this storm where it's supposed to cross the border. Have you heard anything at all about that?
Okay, the station, they had a question. What is your call sign, please?
Yeah, okay, this is KB8BIT. I checked in before. I'm going back into 14 Mike now. I was just curious whether you had any location where that storm would be crossing the border approximately.
Right, no, I haven't heard yet. KB8BIT. Well, thanks for letting us know you're crossing back. Let's see, let me get you listed here. Back to 14 Mike. Okay. Good, thank you. Thanks, Mike. Net Control recognizes N8OPE, N8NYP, WA8 Ocean Hotel, and KB8IJO. This is WBNFNQ. I'm the Net Control station this afternoon for Wayne County Skywarn. And the net is in a standby condition, running a pre-net right now, in case we need to go into an actual net for Skywarn in either a green or a yellow or a red condition. We'll have a running start. At that point, Net Control will go through a quick roll call of stations and bring the net up into one of the conditions that I just mentioned. Again, we're under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. We can expect thunderstorms and severe thunderstorms, heavy winds, and damaging lightning until about 10 p.m. The storm is moving northeast from Ohio into Michigan at about 50 miles an hour. This is WB8FNQ. One more standby for stations, and then we'll go into stealth mode for a few minutes. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now.
WB8FNQ from an 8QGC mobile.
The QGC is recognized. There's another station there. Go ahead. Any QGC, please go ahead.
Okay, Greg, as per your wishes, first destination would be 14 November Romulus. I'm here now. And primarily, I will be within the 16 and 17 Mike and November areas. I'll be in the mobile for quite a while.
Okay. Wishing to check in Wayne County Sky Warren Net, which is in a pre-net in a standby condition. Now, please call now.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Golf India Golf. Jerry, 16 Oscar Trent.
Give me a call again, GIG.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Golf India Golf.
And your name, please?
Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. Net Control recognizes KB8GIG. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. If you observe severe weather, please call Net Control with your call sign. Unkey, wait for Net Control to recognize you. And then, when you're recognized, come in with TEL, time, effect, and location. Give the time of the observation using local time, and then say AM or PM. The effect, TEL, the E is for effect, such as a strong effect, such as hail, tornado, phono cloud. L is for location. That's the location of where you have observed the severe weather effect. The weather is likely crossing the border into Michigan from Ohio, moving northeast about 50 miles an hour, and we can expect thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, heavy winds, and everything that goes along with that, including deadly lightning. This is WB8FNQ, Net Control Station, Wayne County Skywarn, and we'll all be standing by. KB8BMY, this is WB8FNQ, Net Control.
WB8FNQ from KB8BMY, hi Greg.
Hi Mike. I'm wondering if you could spot for me, take over Net Control just for maybe 3 minutes. What I'd ask you to do is, if anyone tries to check in, you could ask them to hold their check-in just for a couple minutes. I'll be right back. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, no problem. Great. I can, in fact, I can make a list if you want. I just pass it to you when we come back on either way.
Okay, well, making a list is fine. Remember, you want to get the call, the time they check in, and their location and city, also their name. Okay, so I'll call KB8BMY when I return, which should probably be in 2 or 3 minutes. Time for a pit stop. KB8BMY, this is WB8FNQ.
KB8BMY, acting net control for the Skywarn net. Standing by for check-ins. We're in a condition green. Please call KB8BMY.
QD. What is the name and location, if you know your grid coordinate as well?
Okay, the name is Russ. My location is 15 Mike and Taylor.
Okay, real good. Thank you very much for checking in. This is KBA BMY acting at control for the Skywarn net. We are in condition green, taking check-ins for the standby net. Thanks for checking in, Don. KBA BMY acting at control for the Skywarn net. We are in condition green, accepting check-ins at this time. Marginal into the system, you might want to try again. And other stations on frequency, if you check your input, perhaps we can relay. KBA BMY. KBA BMY at control. I still cannot copy you. Any relays?
Nothing, QG, same mobile.
Yeah, John, go ahead.
I don't know if it helps you or not, Mike, but the best I can get out of him off the input is he said something about 75 and entering Michigan, so I would assume that he is in Monroe County. Perhaps just coming up from Ohio. AQG, say back to net.
Okay, real good, John. Good work. Well, that's not too bad. Let's try it again. And if there are any other stations you would like to check in, this is the we are in the Skywarn net. Condition green and taking check-ins. And again, the gentleman that had just checked in, as John was listening on the input, if he tries to come in, see if anyone else can pick him up and you as well, John. And, sounds like he's in a hot spot there. KBA BMY.
HUIK.
This is WBFNQ. Okay, KBFBMY, thanks a lot, Mike. I'll take it from here on, okay?
Yeah, okay, real good, Greg. Did you get the check-ins there, or do you want me to give them to you?
I'll call you in a couple of minutes. Let's see what we have from our amateur radio operator at the National Weather Service. NHEYK, this is WBFNQ.
Greg, this is Bill. Did Tom check in at all on frequency?
HLY, I think his call is.
Okay, I don't have a HOY check-in. Mike, in the last couple of minutes, has someone like that checked in, HOY?
No, there was someone down by the Michigan-Ohio border that was trying to check in. Only one of the guys picked him up on the input.
Tell him to check in the Monroe frequency.
On the same here.
I was looking for, I think it's HRY Tom, you know, from the Motor City Group. I got some information I want to pass them. So if he does check in, tell him I'm looking for him. NHUYK, well, they'll be clear and just went. Still nothing shaking. Everything's status quo. I'll be giving another statement here in a little bit. NHUYK.
Okay, Bill. Thanks a lot. We'll be standing by for your call, certainly. Anything from a gust front of arrival, heavy rains, which would look like a condition green, or condition yellow kind of reports, which are intense and frequent lightning, hail, damaging winds, heavy torrential rain. Torrential rain means near zero visibility. Flooding over the curbs. These are yellow conditions. If you have a green condition, a yellow condition, we want you to call in to that control and report what you have, what kind of severe weather you have. And certainly, if you have severe weather, such as an actual tornado sighting, a funnel cloud sighting, or a wall cloud sighting, which are the only kind of reports that control would entertain during a red condition. If that control ever puts this net into a red condition, those are the only conditions that we want to have called in. That's what you would call it then. However, if you happen to see any of these conditions, if it's a red, a yellow, or a green, while we're in the standby condition now, I expect you to call. Please call net control at that point. Also, when you call net control, please use the TEL system, TEL. That means that you will give your call sign, wait for net control to acknowledge you, then come up with the TEL, the time, the effect, and the location of your observation. Very important to give it in that order, TEL, time, effect, location. And right now, at about 5:32 in the afternoon, we are in a standby condition, 5:32, standby condition for southeastern lower Michigan. We're expecting a tornado to come through here. We're in a tornado watch situation till 10 p.m. We are expecting thunderstorms and even severe. Any other stations wishing to check in? This is WB8FNQ, Net Control Station, Wayne County Skywarn.
84OY Mobile.
Okay, please call again. KV4 Station, call again.
Kilo Delta 4, Yankee Alpha Mobile.
Okay. KD4 Oscar Yankee Alpha, what is your name and your location and your city?
Okay, Roger. I'm on the basically side northbound about the 10-mile marker. I went through some where it's not it didn't land right, it's not real strong yet.
Okay, and Roger, you're traveling 75 northbound, is that correct?
Yes, I'm going northbound on I-75, about the 11 mile. Let's see, what is the name of this? Road, I'm just a little bit from it.
Okay, and let's see. The effect that you're reporting is that you have severe weather and lightning, thunderstorm and lightning to your east.
It's Monroe County, Greg, and a QGC Mobile.
Yes, it was off of the east of me and behind me, south of me, east and south of me. And to the west, it does not look bad yet. I ran into some pretty heavy rain, but it didn't last very long.
Okay, old man. I've recorded your observation here. Since you're in Monroe County, even though you're making our repeater, could you check into the Monroe Skywarn net?
Yeah, good. You want to give me that frequency?
Yes, KD8OYA, please stand by. Does anyone have the frequency handy for the Monroe County Skywarn net? Please call now.
NA-QGC Mobile.
I thought so. Thank you, John. What is the frequency for Wayne County Skywarn? No, Monroe County Skywarn. Go ahead.
Yeah, Greg, that frequency is 1-4-6.720 down 600. 14672. Back to net control, 1-8 QGC Mobile.
Thanks, John. I just found it here. Just found it. And their net meets Monday at 9 p.m. Okay, KD8OYA, are you there, Roger?
Yeah, I am. It's KD4OYA.
Oh, that's what I have down. That's KD4OYA. Yeah, if you can QSY to 146.72 minus
146.72 minus. You're in their county currently. And may want to check into their net. I would like you to do that. Then when you cross over to Wayne County, you can give me a call again on this frequency. However, thank you for checking in. KD4OYA, this is WB at FNQ.
Okay, I'll check in with them. KD4OYA, clear.
This is November 8, Sierra Lima, Mike, Jeff, 19 kilo, Gross Point.
This is November 8, Mike, Quebec, Lima, Charlie, mobile in about 16 Lima, I believe.
This is Kilo 3 Uniform Whiskey Oscar, checking out temporarily.
Okay, net control recognizes stations. N8SLM, Jeff, how you doing? N8MQL, and I do have K3UWO temporarily out. Appreciate when you leave your station, gentlemen, to call net control. NAGYK, 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 WB at FNQ, net control calling you.
NAGYK, go ahead.
Bill, I had a station that's on I-75 northbound. He was at the 11-mile marker. He's in Monroe County. Would you like to have his report?
I have it, and I passed it. I was listening.
Very good, sir. Thank you. WB at FNQ, net control station, Wayne County Skywarn. We currently are under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. Tornado watch means there's a possibility, a very high probability of a tornado occurring in our area. Along with the tornadoes, the National Weather Service says that we can expect thunderstorms and even severe thunderstorms, very heavy winds, and deadly lightning. The weather is in the lower Michigan area, not far from the Michigan-Ohio border, traveling northeast at nearly 50 miles an hour. Once again, we have a tornado watch until about 10 p.m. This is WB at FNQ, net control station in Wayne County Skywarn. Are there any stations that would like to check in? The net, by the way, is currently in a standby condition. Standby condition. So in this pre-net, would anyone else like to check in that has not yet checked in? Please call now.
QIK with a weather statement.
NAGYK, please go ahead.
Special weather statement, National Weather Service. Detroit, Michigan, 5:34 p.m., Wednesday, September 9th. Tornado watch number 831 is still in. Excuse me. Tornado watch number 831 in effect until 10 p.m. for all the southeast lower Michigan. National Severe Storm Forecast Center has issued a tornado watch for all of the southeast lower Michigan, effective until 10 p.m. This watch includes the southeast lower Michigan counties of Oakland, Wayne, Lenawee, Macomb, Washtenaw, Monroe, Livingston, and St. Clair. Tornado watch additionally includes the adjoining coastal waters of Wayne, Macomb, Monroe, and St. Clair counties. Some cities affected by the tornado watch are Detroit, Monroe, Ann Arbor, Pontiac, Mount Clemens, and Port Huron. A tornado watch means that conditions are favorable for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds and large hail in addition to very heavy rain and deadly lightning. At 5:29 p.m., radar indicated a thunderstorm over the Monroe County shoreline, extended from the city of Monroe to the Downriver Detroit area. This storm was moving to the northeast at 45 miles an hour and will move over Lake Erie by 5:40 p.m. No severe weather has been reported with this storm. However, heavy downpours were falling in this area. Elsewhere, scattered showers were falling across southeast lower Michigan, with most of the thunderstorm activity being confined to our south and northwestern Ohio. If you are caught outside in a thunderstorm, seek shelter inside a strong building, stay away from windows, and do not use telephones or electric appliances until the storm has passed. Motorists should avoid the areas where water covers the road. This is NHGYK, National Weather Service. Back to net control.
So there we have it. Thank you, NHGYK. This is net control station, WB8FNQ. Net control station for the Wayne County Skywarn. Are there any stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
This is November Charlie, 8 Charlie at 1-6 Kilo.
This is November 8, November Yankee Papa. Next call, you can check me out. John Monroe, going to work. Made NYK.
November 8, Romeo Golf Golf, 13 Lima.
This is Kilowatt 8, Victor Alpha, 16 Papa.
Any other stations wishing to check in or out, please call now. This is Wayne County Skywarn, and that's in a standby condition. Okay, gentlemen, I need some fill. That control recognizes NCHC, NHNYT was checked out, NHRGG, and Kilowatt 8 Victor Alpha. Firstly, NCHC. At 16 Kilo. What is your name and what city are you in, please?
This is NCAC. My name is Bert, and I'm in Northwest Detroit.
Thank you, Bert. I'd like to remind all stations when you check in to use the this is method. Drop your carrier, and then if you have a clear frequency, come back and give your call sign phonetically using ITU phonetics, and then give me your name, your location, your grid coordinate location, and also your city. That's your call sign with ITU phonetics, your name, your location, and your city. Now, NHRGG, please call net control.
This is N8RGG. This is Bob. I'm currently in Westland, and I'm mobile.
Thanks, Bob. How did you know what I was going to ask? Mike, KHVA, KHVA, please call net control and tell me what city you're in, please.
Well, we're in Woodhaven right now, Greg, but we'll be in Trenton in a few minutes, right south end of Trenton. Just about a block north of Seaway Hospital. When we get home, we'll turn the handheld on and listen from there.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the report, Mike. Okay. Hello, Jim. How are you? Go ahead.
Well, hanging in there. I'd like to clear out for 10 minutes, and then I'll be back. Do you want me to re-sign back in, or just take 10? And I will be back in 10. Go ahead, back to net control from WHEHZ, Marine Mobile, Harrison's Island.
Well, Jim, how's the weather look out there?
It's spotty. The wind is not really bad. The white caps a little earlier were really up there, but they've kind of died down. I just hope we don't get this. Maybe it'll miss us. Thank goodness if it does. But I'll be back in 10. Back to net control from WHEHZ, Marine Mobile.
Okay, Jim, I sense an urgency with your last transmission there, so go ahead, yeah, give me a call back when you return. WHEHZ, this is WBNFNQ in net control, Wayne County Skywarn. Anyone else like to check in at this point?
This is November 8th, Oscar Zulu Victor. This is WAHITA. Name is Charles, 17 Juliet.
Gentlemen, I'll ask for some fills again. I'd like to remind you when you check in, please give me, well, please say this is, as you have done. Drop your carrier and come back and then give me your call phonetically. Give me your name, your grid location, and your city. So net control recognizes NAOZ Victor and WA8ITA. First of all, NAOZV, please call me.
This is November 8, Oscar Zulu Victor. I am mobile. Name here is Bill. I am heading northbound from 14 Lima all the way up Telegraph to Pontiac. Over.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. Charles, WA8ITA. What city are you in, please?
We are Ferndale. Just north of 8 Mile, I guess. 8 Mile, Wyoming, yes.
Great, Charles. Thank you very much. This is WB8FNQ, net control, Wayne County Skywalk. Any other check-ins at this point right now? Okay. Having heard none, I'll go into my stealth monitoring mode and come back in a few minutes, and we'll ask for more check-ins. Remember, if you see severe weather, come on frequency, give her a call immediately, and wait for a reply from net control. Net control will reply. Gentlemen, thank you for participating in our Wayne County Skywarn session this afternoon. We're currently still in a standby situation. We're monitoring approaching weather. We're in a tornado watch until 10 p.m. And we're expecting thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, heavy winds, and deadly lightning. This is WB8FNQ, Wayne County Skywarn, and Dearborn, standing by.
Net control, WHEHZ, Marine Mobile back.
Hey, Jim, we're still in a standby condition. Nothing new has occurred. Thanks for checking back in. At least we know that your maritime vehicle is still floating high. Thanks, Jim. WBHEH said, this is WBNFNQ, net control, Wayne County Skywarn.
Joe, I certainly hope so, Craig.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. WBNFNQ, Wayne County Skywarn, net control.
BID.
Go ahead.
at BIT. Go ahead.
Okay, I checked in earlier. I'm stationary at my QTH 14 mic, and I didn't tell you that before. I'm near Cherry Hill, Illinois. KBABIT.
We had some QRM mic. Is 14 mic in, did you say Dearborn Heights?
KBABIT. I'm in Westland. 14 mic, Cherry Hill, Illinois area.
Okay. Thank you, KBABIT.
Thank you.
Is there any other station wishing to call that control? Please call now. If there's someone calling, I didn't copy you. You're not making our system. Maybe someone can monitor the input and give me a relay. This is WBA-FNQ, Wayne County Skywarn Net Control Station. Any stations wishing to call? Well, actually, the one station that might be choppy. If you're on our frequency, please call again. Now.
NATVC.
NATVC, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm stationary. I believe my coordinates are 17, Mike. This is Chad, Charlie Hotel Alpha Tango. Back to net control. NATVC.
GYK.
NHUYK, go ahead.
Okay, National Weather Service, Ann Arbor, 543. The tornado watch continues for far south and southeast lower Michigan until 10 p.m. The tornado watch for the far south and southeastern Michigan remains in effect until 10 p.m. Tonight. As of 5:35 p.m., widespread thunderstorms over far south central, southeast lower Michigan have moved east of the state. A new area of thunderstorms, some possibly becoming severe this evening with tornadoes, has moved into the far southwest corner of lower Michigan, 30 miles southwest of Battle Creek. This area of thunderstorms was moving northeast at 15 and the greater Detroit metropolitan area by 8:15. If threatening weather approaches, take shelter inside. If a tornado occurs, go inside a sturdy building into the lowest floor and innermost room away from exterior walls and windows. This is NHUYK, National Weather Service, Detroit.
NHUYK, thank you very much. This is WB at FNQ, net control. Wayne County Skywarn, we're still in a tornado watch until 10 p.m. We may have weather approaching by approximately 8:15 p.m. that we really want to keep our eyes open for. But at this point right now, we're still in a watch and a standby condition for this band. All stations, please stand by. This is WB at FNQ, net control. Stations, please stand by. Do not call now. The other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Net control, November 8, Oxygen Zulu Victor.
Okay, N8OZZ, go ahead.
I'm currently at 14 mile on Telegraph. I'm now in Oakland County. What would be the Oakland County Skywarn so I can transition over?
Oakland is 147.14. 147.14 WBA PSX.
Okay, Bill, did you copy that? I was just straight to the page and I just cut it out. Did you copy that? N8OZB.
Unfortunately, I'm using a rock bow rig. I do not have that frequency at this point. I will be monitoring but I officially will check out other than that. N8OZB is monitoring.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Yeah, you're starting to get a little weak.
could be the weather conditions, but you're starting to become a little weak. Your signal is becoming a little weak. So, however, if you well, thanks for checking out from the net, and thanks for checking into our net also. N8OZB, if you only have this frequency and you spot severe weather, please feel free to call in, and we'll see if we can count you at that point, and certainly record your observation. Thank you. Net Control recognizes N8IVP and 16 November. I'd like to have your name and your city location. Oh, your mobile. What is your name, please? N8IVP.
Okay, NAIVP here. The name is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. And the city location is Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park.
Okay. I understand. Thank you, NAIVP. Any other stations wishing to check in? We have a pre-net check-in.
WDA-PSX.
Go ahead, this is WDA-FNC
net
control.
Damn it. WDA-PSX,
sir. You forgot to give the Exodus delete signal. Okay, thanks, Joe. This is WDA-FNC net control, Wing 9 Skywarn. Thank any stations that were standing by that did stand by. Are there any stations that would like to check in? If you have not checked into our standby net, I'll ask you to please call in 1 minute. When you do call, please drop your carrier. If its frequency is clear, come back on and let me hear your call sign phonetically using ITU phonetics. Your call sign, your name, your grid location, and the city that you're in. Call sign, name, grid location, and the city that you're in. Any stations wishing to check in that have not yet checked in, please call now.
This is November 8, Sierra, Bravo, Yankee, Sandy, 16, Juliet, Southfield. Okay, uniform, Greg, if you're ready, I can assume control.
Hi, Sam, NGAU, recognize this is WDA-FNQ. Sure. Absolutely. What would you like to do about the 45 or so hams that are already checked in?
All right, Greg, give me a rundown of roll call. Give me all the names of the call signs and the coordinates of the stations you have. After you run them down, I'll run through and do a roll call. If you have a few more minutes, you can run through a roll call of who you have. I'll copy down your names and coordinates. We can do that either way.
Okay, very good, Sam. I'll pick the door number two. Door number two. Thank you, NGAU. Okay, we're going to go through a quick roll call of stations to facilitate changeover to the new net control station. We'll be taking over in a couple of minutes, actually, after we complete a roll call. So all stations, please stand by. All stations, please stand by for a roll call of Wayne County Skywarn Net. We're still in a standby position, standby condition, and we're going to do a roll call. So I will call your, I will make a call to your station, and I would like you to return with your name and location. How about name, location, and city? So, first will be WA4FQT.
WA4FQT, 15 Lima.
N8JCT, John. N8JCT, John, are you there? W8GHZ, Jim.
This is W8GHZ, 24H, Parsons Island.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for your comments today also. I have another Jim, KB8JMR. KB8JMR. Jim, go ahead. KB8JMR, anyone frequency? How about Joe, KB8HGL? KB8HGL, go ahead.
KB8HGL, 17 Lima.
Thanks, Joe. We have a Ken Warren that checked in. Let's see if he's still there. Net control VE3YQG. VE3YQG. Are you on frequency? Okay. K3UWO, Bob. K3UWO, Bob. Okay, how about NATAV? NATAV?
NATAV, 15 Mike.
Okay, John, thank you very much. WD8JDZ, WD8JDZ. Pat, are you there? About KA8KWJ, KA8KWJ. All right, moving along the list. N8PJG, N8PJG.
The weather report.
W8, nothing heard. How about N8MYO? Russ, are you there? N8MYO? Roland, WB8NYM, WB8NYM. N8SPE, N8SPE, please call now. Hello, Ian. You're very weak in the system. You're chopping in and out, but I recognize your call. Thank you. Mike, KB8BMY, KB8BMY.
KB8BMY, 19 kilo.
Thank you, Mike. KB8BIT. Oh, did I have you checking out? Are you there? KB8BIT.
Yeah, come here. KB8BIT, Mike. I'm at 14 Mike in Westland.
Thank you, sir. WD8KZP, WD8KZP, Bill, are you there?
WD8KZD, 16 November.
From beautiful downtown Wyandotte, thank you. N8HYP, can you check in? He was moving to 15 Mike stamps. N8HYP, are you there?
N8HYP and a correction is 14 Mike. 14 Mike. 14 November, I'm sorry. 14 November.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Well, KA8KGW. KA8KGW.
This is KA8KGW. Kilo Alpha 8, Kilo Golf Whiskey. 16 November, Lincoln Park.
Very good, sir. Thank you for checking in. N8NTG, Bob. N8NTG, please call now.
November 8, November Tango Golf. 16 November, Lincoln Park.
Very good, sir. Thank you. N8QGC. N8QGC. Go ahead, John. Mark, N8NAV. N8NAV. Please call now. N8NYP. N8NYP. WA8OOH, WA8OOH, please call next control.
W8OOH, 15 kilo, Livonia.
Thank you, Ron. KB8IJO, KB8IJO. KB8GIG, KB8GIG. N8TUD, N8TUD, please call now.
N8TUD, 15 Mike Taylor.
Thank you, sir. W8EZL, W8EZL. KD4OYA, KD4OYA, go ahead. N8FLM, N8FLM. Jeff, are you there? N8FLM. N8MQL, N8MQL. NCHC, NCHC. N8RGG, N8RGG.
This is N8RGG, 13 Lima, Plymouth.
Thank you. KABA, Mike, KABA. N8OZ Victor, N8OZV. WA8ITA, WA8ITA.
WA8ITA, 17 Juliet, Ferndale.
Thank you, Charles. N8TVC. N8TVC. Whiskey Alpha 8 Sierra Delta Sierra.
Whiskey Alpha 8 Sierra Delta Sierra, 14 kilo Livonia.
Thank you, Leo. N8QLF. N8QLF.
N8QLF, 16 November, Lincoln Park.
Thank you, Eric. N8HCM, N8HCM. N8IVP, N8IVP. N8SBY, N8SBY.
Manhattan SBY, 16 Juliet, City of Southfield.
Thank you, Sandy. Calling station AA8EF.
AA8EF. Amos Lee, 17 Lima, Southwest Detroit.
Thank you. This is Net Control Station WB8FNQ for the Wayne County Skywarn Net. I'd like to thank everyone that checked in while I was Net Control Station. And if I called you and you did not respond to the roll call at this point, I would like you to call, I invite you to call when Net Control wishes to recognize you. At this point at 7:06 p.m., I'll turn Net Control responsibilities over to STAM NG8U, who will be the Net Control operator for the Wayne County Skywarn at this point. This is WB at FNQ. STAM, will you take it? WB at FNQ.
W4FQ,
go ahead, take NG8U.
Hi, Stan. Just advisory for you. I'll be taking over key station for Wayne County on Semico Net, effective immediately. Over to you. WA4FQT.
Very good, Dick. So noted on my log sheet. Thank you very much. This is November Golf 8 Uniform, Net Control Station for Wayne County Skywarn. Wayne County is currently under a tornado watch. And I had to clarify, I think it's until 9 p.m. I got to get an update from Mr. GYK, if I'm incorrect. I think it's 9 p.m. Condition is on standby. We are in a relaxed mode. The net is open for, the repeater is open for normal use. Anybody who wishes to check in now, they can do so. And once again, repeater is open. Wayne County, Net Control, Skywarn.
This is November 8, India Whiskey Sierra, Dale, 15 Mike.
This is November 8, Quebec, Golf Charlie Mobile, 16 Oscar Riverview.
This is November 8, Juliet Charlie Tango, John, 16 Oscar Riverview, with a report in a minute.
Net Control recognizes N8IWS, N8QGC, and N8, I CT at the end. I scribbled your call sign now, your meter wrong. Absolutely incorrect. At 16 Oscar, can I give your call sign one more time?
Yeah, the call is November 8, Juliet Charlie Tango, name is John, 16 Oscar Riverview. I'd like to report a gust front arrival at 7:07. And 16 Oscar.
DNHACT, gust front arrival. Are you getting any rain at all? Has the temperature dropped at all? Have you noticed that?
The temperature has dropped slightly and no rain.
Hey, roger that. Very good, John. NAJCTNGAU, Wayne County Skywarn. Any other station wishing to check in? Please do so. Condition of a net is standby. We will upgrade that upon information from Net Control Station, or I should say from Key Station. This is NGAU.
This is November 8, Sierra Foxtrot Victor, 15 Mike Mobile.
This is
November 8, Uniform, Lima, Uniform, Jerry, 16, Mike, Dearborn.
The control recognizes N8SFV and N8ULU. Once again, it's NGAU, Wayne County, Skywarn. W4FQT, NGAU.
WA4FQT. WA4FQT.
Yeah, Dick, do you have any update by chance? I haven't been listening for very long on the net. I've been updated when we're expecting weather, or what the current status is at National Weather.
Yet, Stan, but as soon as I do, we'll get back to you. I think you were looking for the time of the watch, and I believe it's 10 o'clock.
Okay, I wanted to verify that, and whoever's at Semico should have a pretty good idea when the arrival of the main storefront, just to get us so we can bend down the hatches and prepare with the conditions and stuff. So whenever you can get that information and get back to here, we'd appreciate that. Thank you very much. This is NGAU, Wayne County Skywalk. You are Wayne County Sky One. We're going to go a bit of training for the net so that when the conditions do change, we'll be prepared to give the proper reports. Right now, conditions in standby. This is a relaxed mode where the repeater is open for normal amateur use, but we would like to have people give a little extra pause between their transmissions in case weather conditions do change and we have to upgrade the net to condition green or higher. In standby mode, again, normal amateur radio traffic can be maintained. We also look to take check-ins for Skywarn net to prepare for the upcoming storm front. This is also a good time for net control to give out training to all the check-ins, just to familiarize them with the procedures and practices on the net. Now, the next step up is condition green. Condition green is issued when the storm front is imminent. It is not yet. There are no warnings for Wayne County, but the storm front is approaching the county, so we go to condition green to get again make sure we're prepared to for worsening storm conditions. Condition green, we also accept check-ins, and we will give again small training sessions, being very careful not to talk too long and talk over approaching or storm reports. In condition green, we'll accept all storm reports. Gust front arrivals, as one we just had recently. Approaching thunderstorms, heavy rain, all the way up into and including tornadoes. Tornadoes can strike at any time. Just because we're in condition green or condition standby, with the conditions unstable as they are, conditions can change very rapidly, and severe weather can come out of almost nowhere. So again, condition green, we're again being prepared for the storefront arrival. We're looking for any and all storm conditions, from gust front arrivals, heavy rain, all the way up, including tornadoes.
WA4FQT.
Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, Bill, we reported your gust front arrival, and National Weather Service took the radar around, took a look, and there's really no severe weather anywhere in that area. So nothing to report at this time other than, keep your eyes peeled to the sky. WA4FQT, Key Station, Semico.
Okay, very good. It's, again, weather spotting is a very inexact science. Only when you can see a tornado coming right at you do you know what exactly you have. A lot of times it's very difficult to tell. Again, gust fronts, brief gusts of the wind are difficult to distinguish from just a regular wind gust versus the storm front arrival. This is one good reason to attend Skywarn classes. Unfortunately, this time of year, Skywarn classes are being held, but hopefully next spring, before the season, we'll give again Skywarn classes, and we'd like to have everybody attend, from the very newest ham to the ham that's been around for a long, long time. Every time you attend one of Skywarn classes, you pick up some new information. This is NGAU, Wayne County Skywarn. When the storm front has approached to Wayne County and It's enough to report the happenings of intense or frequent lightning, hail, damaging winds, and torrential rain and flooding. The control will raise the net condition to condition yellow. Condition yellow is our second highest level of condition reporting. It states that we're in the beginning of the storm and approaching possibly the most dangerous part of the storm. When we're in condition yellow, net control will not ask for or will accept any check-ins. There will be no casual conversations on the net. Net control will look for just certain reports. You will look for intense and frequent lightning. You're looking for hail. Giving its diameter, spotters should give an approximate diameter of the hail. Spotters should also give reports of damaging winds with a very brief description of any damage observed. Spotters should report torrential rain with near zero visibility and with flooding over the curb. These reports and any condition red report can be given during condition yellow. Condition red reports are tornadoes, monoclouds, wall clouds, and most recently 3/4 inch after hail or larger. Once again, condition yellow signifies that the storm is in Wayne County, and we are approaching probably close to the most dangerous part of the storm. So very close attention to weather conditions should be taken when we're in condition yellow. The highest reporting condition is condition red. Condition red, the control will issue condition red when there has been a sighting of a wall cloud, photo cloud, or tornado, or if we have 3/4 inch diameter or larger hail. 3/4 inch diameter hail is the size of a dime. A dime size hail is 3/4 inch or larger. When reporting this, make certain, be very, very sure that what you see. Trails, wall clouds, funnel clouds are very, very deceptive in appearance, especially in and around a city. From afar off, looking through trees, and when the horizon is cluttered by telephone lines, telephone poles, and trees and houses, it's very difficult to spot these at a distance. Tornadoes obviously are very obvious if they are close by, but from far away they are very difficult to see, particularly at night or when it's very, very heavy rain. Condition red is also the highest condition. It is very important that we maintain radio silence. If net control issues condition red, net control is looking for only four items: tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, and 3/4 inch diameter hail or larger. That is all. Net control will not accept any check-ins nor ask for any check-ins. We would like to maintain radio silence during this time. If in the future or during this net, if you do not hear any chatter on the net for a long time, there's a good chance that condition yellow or condition red is in effect. Please stand by unless you have a severe weather report to give. If you hear no chatter on the air for 2 or 3 minutes, again, it's very possibly we're in condition yellow or condition red. Do not break in and ask if there's a Skywarn net on or what condition is net in. Stand by, you will be informed when conditions do change. So again, conditions are red, the highest, yellow, second highest, and green. Currently, we are in standby mode. This next Skywarn net is in standby. The net is again open for normal amateur traffic. Please give a longer pause between transmissions in case we have to upgrade the condition of the net. This is NGAU, Wayne County Skywarn.
NGAU, AQGC, Mo.
AQGC, go ahead.
Stan, are we still on the standby?
Roger, the repeater's open for normal use.
Okay, boss, I wanted to check first. I just need to make a quick call here. NASBY at AQGC mobile. NHUYK with a statement.
NHUYK, standby one, John, GYK, go ahead.
Roger that. Special weather statement, National Weather Service, Detroit, 7:23, Wednesday, September 9th. Tornado watch is still in effect until 10 p.m. for southeast lower Michigan. At 7:18 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated scattered light showers over southeast lower Michigan. Along and near the lake, Erie shoreline of Monroe County and along Michigan-Ohio border. Strong and severe thunderstorms were located south of Michigan, over northern Ohio and northern Indiana. Although no thunderstorms were in southeast lower Michigan at 6:25 p.m., the potential remains for severe thunderstorms to move into or develop in southeast lower Michigan. Conditions are also favorable for any severe thunderstorm to produce a tornado with little or no advanced warning. As a result, a tornado watch continues to be in effect for all of southeast lower Michigan until 10 p.m. Persons throughout southeast lower Michigan should be prepared for the development of threatening weather. Severe thunderstorms produce large hail and damaging winds in addition to very heavy rainfall and deadly lightning. Before a storm arrives, persons should secure objects left outdoors, such as garbage cans and lawn furniture, that may become dangerous flying objects in a severe thunderstorm or tornado. If one is caught outside in a storm approaches, seek shelter inside a strong building. Stay away from windows and do not use telephones or electrical appliances until the storm has passed. Motorists should avoid areas where water covers the road. This is NHAYK, National Weather Service, now clear.
Wayne County is currently under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. Skywarn is issuing standby repeaters open for normal amateur use. We ask that you give a long pause between transmissions in case weather conditions change and we need to upgrade the net. This is NGAU, Wayne County Skywarn.
WIQFQT, key station for Seneca. Just been informed by National Weather Service that tornado watch number 831 has been canceled for all but Lenawee and Monroe counties. We'll have more information on that coming up in just a few minutes. WIQFQT.
Very good, Dick. Thank you very much for the information. Does Semico want the Wayne County to stand down, or are we going to fold up here? What is their pleasure?
That's up to you, Stan, but Wayne County is no longer under tornado watch. The only counties that are still under the watch are Lenawee and Monroe counties. And if you want to keep it open for a few minutes, we'll have more information in just a few. WA4FQT.
Okay, well, good. The guy was curious. Maybe they might have still had severe thunderstorm watch or something in effect. But we're looking for any update. This is NGAU, Wayne County Skywarn.
NGAU, WDAPSX.
Go ahead, Joe.
If they're standing down now, and as I understand they will, that means that Wayne County will have their regular rain season and their reset for tonight. If the weather alert had lasted, why we wouldn't, but since it has been expired for Wayne County at 8:45, the rain season at 147.16, and then at 9 o'clock, the regular air is training on this frequency. WDAPSX.
Very good, Joe. I assume I got to get out of slide. I think I remember Sandy is taking a test for tonight. Am I not correct?
I'm taking the training session. I believe Sandy is net control. If WA4FQT could check on that, let us know. WVAPSX.
Yeah, WA4FQT.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, word from National Weather Service is, again, tornado watch number 831 has been canceled for all but Lenawee and Monroe counties. And if you care to, you can bring the net down in Wayne County. And we'll still keep an ear to Semico and let you know if anything does come up. As far as you, Joe, I think she's ready to handle that. So back to net control, WA4FQ.
Okay, Dick, very good. Thank you for the information. Any changes will be available. Since we don't have an official net started, I can't close the net, but I want to thank everybody and all the people who did check into the pre-net. We cannot do this without the Skywarn spotters. We are absolutely helpless without the people in the field. I want to thank all the people who did take the time to check in and who were standing by for any severe weather. I do appreciate that, so does everybody in the Wayne County Skywarn. This is NGAU, now clear. Thanks again. Good night. Thanks. Do you have the codes for the 220 link? Can you bring it down?
DYK, I think I can do that.
Okay, Bill, if you don't, why, fine. WDAK 6.